Heart. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
What is heart? Heart is running through a return man when the game is on the line. Heart is giving everything you have in practice, day after day. Heart is finding the strength to run down the field one more time when you can barely breathe. The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Five Heart Podcast, brought to you by CornNation.com, hosted on JitteryMonkey.com. And I say good morning to you. It's morning here as I record this, and it may not be morning when you hear it. May not be morning of Saturday. May not be Saturday at all when it finally gets to your earbuds. But here it is, Saturday morning. And Haas was going to be with me, and I think he's still asleep, and I don't blame him. Patrick was going to be with me, and he thought I was crazy when I said we were recording in the morning. So here I am, and Patrick might join in. I'm still communicating with him, but I've got a very small window to get this recording done because I've got a very busy afternoon meeting the in-laws for lunch, and my wife says we got to be there by noon, and it's an hour and a half drive, and it's currently 9:48. And she's at the gym, and I have to shower and shave, and we've got to run to the store before we head over there. So this is going to be a short show, I'm afraid. Or for you, especially since it's just me, you might be looking at that as a little miracle, a little blessing. We do have the tradition on the Five Heart Podcast of usually we're drinking something, and I'm keeping that tradition alive by drinking coffee, because I need coffee this morning. So I'm just going to recap a little bit about what's been going on in Husker Athletics since the last time we talked. It's been about a week and a half. And the reason it's been that long is because the last time we talked was before the Husker men and women's basketball teams competed in their respective postseason tournaments. Of course, the men in the NIT and the women in the women's NCAA tournament. And much to our chagrin as Husker fans, they had early exits in both of those tournaments, one and done. You look at that, and I don't know if the men were looking at possibly as a bit of a letdown from the fact that they weren't in the NCAA tournament. They went to Starkville, Mississippi, Stark Vegas, which that's weird. I live in a city called Belleville, and they call themselves Bell Vegas, and Nashville, Tennessee, I've heard called Nash Vegas. So I don't know what it is with these Ville, communities calling themselves something, Vegas. Oh, my son's going to join me on the show. That'll be entertaining for most of you. But anyway, so they were down in Starkville, Mississippi, taking on Mississippi State. Lost that one last week, 66-59. Of course, this is old news because the day our last episode dropped was the day they played. So it's been a week and a half. Take your time, buddy. You don't have to drink it all in one swig. That's a big thing of juice. All right. Yeah, like I said, he's going to save the podcast this week. So it's kind of old news, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it, so I do look forward to having Patrick on the show to kind of wind up the season. And I know he also has worked on a season recap, so you can read that at coronation.com. I believe that's dropped by now. Double-checking my little feed here. Women's basketball NCAA tournament and season recaps have dropped, so I believe the men's has as well. You want to say hi? Was your cartoon over? Like I said, mom's at the gym. I hate doing it, but he was using TV to babysit while I was trying to get this episode recorded. So it happens. Things like this happen all the time. So, I've got a broadcast buddy this morning. Yeah. All right. Why don't you go play? You want to go play? No? Okay. Only a slight distraction, I promise. So anyway, they lost that one 66-59. The two teams had met in an exhibition game early in the season, or I guess technically preseason, and the Huskers had won that 76-72. Just didn't seem like it was a crisp Husker team this last Wednesday night Watching the game, I thought at times they were really going to pull it out. It just wasn't there. And so I know a lot of the rumor going around. Oh, thanks, buddy. I'm going to set that right there, okay? Yeah, it's yours. Go ahead and get it. I know a lot of the there's rumor about Tim Miles' future in Lincoln. By God, I still love Tim Miles. I do. And I want nothing but success for him. I also want success for this men's program. And I really hope that the two go hand in hand. There's that joke that, you know, the first men's basketball coach that gets a win in the NCAA tournament is going to have a statue of themselves, you know, out in front of what's now, you know, the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Yeah. Okay. We're just going to set that there. That's not good enough. Okay. Do I need to put this on pause and go put on a show for you? All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I just think going back to that game, you know, they just didn't play, you know, certainly not good enough to win. I didn't think, and the score reflects that. I do hope that this core of group, you know, this core group of guys comes back. I think they're losing Anton Gill, and I don't know. Of course, we've learned since then that Jack McVay was leaving to pursue a professional career in his native Australia. So, wish them the best of luck. But I hope that, you know, you've got like the Isaac Copeland. You've got the James Palmer Jr., Glenn Watson Jr. You've got so many weapons coming back. Isaiah Roby. I want to see these guys all come back. I want to see Tim Miles retained. I want to see the continued progress of this program. I do believe it's trending in the right direction. Maybe we're just one key player or one key moment away. That key moment could have been against Kansas back in December. It didn't happen. We can't hang our heads about it. But, man, that would have been sweet. That would have got you in the tournament. But you can't worry about that. What you can do is move forward, and I think that, if everybody comes back, if everybody who is supposed to be here is still here, then I think you've got a great chance to do some really big things in the 2018-2019 season. Now, as far as the women go, they were in the NCAA tournament, and they just had a battle on their hands, no doubt about it, against Arizona State. And as you remember when Jill was on the show, you know, a week and a half ago, all of the Nebraska ties that were on that Arizona State team really only helped the Sun Devils. They beat Nebraska 73-62. I didn't see that outcome happening. I first of all thought, you know, that this women's team really bounced back from last year. In Coach Amy Williams' second season, they really found a way to put it together and had a tremendous year. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. Even Jill said that she thought that the Huskers were about a year ahead of where she had predicted them to be. I think, if you go back to, the last episode, she had maybe pegged them as an NIT team this year. Here they are, though, a 10 seed in the tournament. Great for them. Again, building for the future, and I see bright things for the Husker women. They just ran into an Arizona State team that got hot and stayed hot down the stretch of the second half of that game. I believe it was tied 27 at halftime, if memory serves me right. I did watch this game, and it just was tough to stop Arizona State. And meanwhile, Nebraska's offense, you know, kind of hit a wall for a little bit there, and they went 4, 5, 6 minutes without any field goals, and you can't do that in the tournament. And that needs to be resolved. And I don't know if it was, you know, just jitters or you know what it was, but I see big things happening for them as well. Nebraska could have both teams, should have both teams in the tournament next year. Calling it now, it's the end of March 2018. This time next year, we'll be talking about both Nebraska basketball teams in the NCAA tournament. Write that down. Want to talk about another winter sport that is now concluded. This tournament has, for the last several years, been in St. Louis, and had it been again this year, I would have really tried to get over there. And unfortunately, it was in Ohio, and nobody wants to go to Ohio, especially Cleveland. Ugh. Husker wrestling, as Nebraska had three wrestlers place at the NCAA championships in Cleveland. Tyler Berger, who we've talked Husker wrestling, his name's typically been one to pop up. He placed third at 157 pounds. Taylor Vence took fourth at 184 pounds, and Chad Redd Jr. took seventh place at 141 pounds. Three All-Americans wrapped up their competition. That was last Saturday at Quicken Loans Arena, again in Cleveland. My high school didn't have wrestling. Of course, it didn't have football either. So that's perhaps a bad, example. There were some schools around me that did have wrestling, and I didn't really have an appreciation for amateur wrestling until I moved to Nebraska and really followed, got to know the the competitors, the wrestlers out there, you know, and I'm sure it's like this across much of the great Cornhusker state, but in Chadron, you've got, you don't have high school baseball. You've got Legion ball, you know, in the summer. So you see a lot of the same kids who play football, which is the first sport that I had, that covered when I got out there. You see those kids, you know, those young men who play football, they play either basketball or they wrestle, and then most all of them also, you know, run track or, you know, do the field events, things like that in the spring, and several of them, again, play baseball. So you go around, and there wasn't the specialized, I'm sure in, you know, Omaha, Lincoln, there's more opportunity to specialize in just one sport, but I really do think, and I think studies have shown this, that, you know, the kids who are multi-sport athletes, you know, kind of end up doing better. Maybe that's more of a blanket statement than it needs to be. But, you know, they can compete just as well being multi-sport athletes in one that they, you know, decide to focus on at the next level. So that was where I got my appreciation for high school wrestling. And I enjoy following it, you know, even like Jordan Burroughs, the former, you know, Husker, you know, great, who went on to be an Olympic gold medalist. So that was a lot of fun. So I enjoy following Husker wrestling, although I don't watch as much of it on Big Ten Network or BTN Go, anything like that. But I just wanted to fill you in if you weren't aware of the Huskers who did place at the national championship, NCAA championship over in Cleveland. For Berger, it was his highest career finish, again, placing third, and he was able to do it I'm reading this from Huskers.com, so forgive me. Grabbed third place at 157 pounds, as we mentioned, after Iowa's six-seeded Michael Kemmerer took an injury default in the match. Berger, who was a two-time All-American, wraps up his junior season with an overall record of 28-9, and he is the 29th multi-time All-American in program history. So great job to Tyler, and congratulations to another fine season by the Husker wrestlers. Moving on here, the Husker women's, I shouldn't, don't have to specify, the Husker softball team continues to win, and they've been out to a really solid start this spring. I say spring, you know, because that's what I consider softball season, although it didn't turn spring until just a couple of days ago. And let's see here. They are winning. They took 3 out of 4 of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That, of course, was last month. And as we move forward, they went 4-0 in the Jayhawk Invitational in Lawrence, Kansas. That was earlier in March. Now they're just winning all over the place. They were in the Easton Invitational, which was in Fullerton, California, went 3-2 there. And I think the best part of, I think now they're finally into their, you know, not so much the tournament and invitational part of their schedule, but into the actual schedule. And they start off with a win over Creighton. Nice one, 6-2. And then getting into conference play just last night, March 23rd, with a 9-6 win over Michigan State, all that at Bolin Stadium. So definitely go out and support the Husker softball team. Coach Rhonda Revelle has the most wins by any Husker coach in history. So definitely worthy and deserving of your support. If you have some time, you can go and support them. They are in action this afternoon, probably as you're hearing this, but tomorrow at noon. So check them out. And then South Dakota comes to town on Tuesday, and then on the road they go back for Big Ten conference play on Friday at Northwestern. On the men's side of the spring, sports schedule hasn't been as fun for the men's baseball team. As we get you caught up here, they opened up their Big Ten season with a loss. It happens. You just don't want it to happen. 5-1 to Minnesota. That's coming after a split with Oral Roberts in Tulsa. They have kind of been a little, I can't even say streaky. They win a couple, lose a couple. Win one, lose one. I'd say consistently 500, give or take. It's might be a long year for the baseball team. I wanted to get Keith on the show, and we'll have to get him on soon to talk about the baseball team. But watching him in the Slack chat room is entertaining, depending, you know, ebbs and flows depending on how the baseball team is doing. But, you know, they were able to win 3 of 4 against Cal Poly, and those California teams are typically always pretty competitive. Oh, hey, buddy. Oh, you got your blanket and your Lightning McQueen pillow. Yep, there's your drink. Like I said, kids or folks, he's saving the show this week. But as a baseball team, you can't split with Northern Colorado. You got to win those. Losing 6-3, you come back and you win 14-2. But I mean, come on, you're nothing against Northern Colorado. I'm not knocking them, but this is a Nebraska program that is headed up by a former Major League Baseball player. The recruits, the talent should be there to not have to lose to Northern Colorado. Baseball's a tricky one, though, because you can pull talent, you know, and I've said this about baseball at all levels. You can have a super stud pitcher. You know, he could be the diamond in the rough, you know. A lot of times that he's going to go unnoticed by some big schools because he doesn't have, you know, a great junior year in high school or something like that. But, you know, some coach takes a chance on him, and it works out in his favor. All right. You're not going to be quiet, are you? I don't think he's going to be quiet. That's all right. We're almost to the end of this charade. But anyway, like I said, Huskers lost the first one last night to Minnesota. They're back in action today and tomorrow afternoon at Hawks Field at Haymarket Park. So go and support them. And the fun one is going to be on Tuesday against Creighton in Omaha. So make that Bluebird Stadium red and go up and support the Huskers against the Creighton Jayskers. Is that must be a good drink. You're just down in that. We're going to find that in your diaper later, aren't we? So what he does, like all of us, he takes it and converts it to pee. All right, that's your joke. All right, we don't need to mess with the soundboard. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? He's thinking that he's more entertaining than I am. He's probably not wrong. You want to say hi? You want to say hi to the people? All right, say hi.
there's no sound coming through until you talk. Nope. Okay. Got shy.
You had your opportunity for radio, for podcasting.
Nope. Nope. Let go. Let go.
Yeah, you did it. Now you ruined it. All right. I'm just looking here at the schedule real fast. Husker women's volleyball, both beach volleyball, has been playing. They haven't been playing very well, but, you know, they get to go to Hawaii, so I don't feel too bad for them. Losing, they just lost a bunch in Hawaii at the middle part of March. And it looks like their season has come to an end at Irvine Valley College. When you win national championships in regular volleyball, I bet it's a little difficult to convert to the sand. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, stop it. Stop it.
All right. We got to get out of here because, as you can tell, my attention is split. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Five Heart Podcast. And remember, when I put out the post for your questions, I want your questions, damn it. Then I can at least answer a question rather than talking into, you know, the void here. So wish my buddy Haas a speedy recovery because I'm thinking maybe he just had a little too much banquet last night and the Coors banquet. I don't know. And Patrick, buddy, you and I, we will have to get together in the PM, not the AM sometime, to finish up putting the bow on Husker men's basketball. Remember, you can check out his recap on coronation.com. Same with Jill Heemstra's recap of Husker women's basketball. They're both of their tournament recap, which was pretty quick recap, and their season recap and future expectations. I think I've covered everything I intended to cover. Just, you know, best part of the show was my son coming in and stealing the show. So that's a good sign that I need to get the hell out of here. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm taking the reins on the entire thing here. Remember, send in your questions. We'll get to them next week here on the Five Heart Podcast. Uh-oh, Hooch just woke up. I'm Hooch. Haas just woke up, but unfortunately we're out of time because I've got to shower and shave, and we got to be out the door in about a half hour. So for myself, Greg Mahochko, for everybody at Coronation who wanted to be here but couldn't, that'll do it for this episode of the Five Heart Podcast, reminding you this week and every week that Five Heart is all the heart you need. Go Big Red, and as always, yes, win the damn game.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.